Better fishery bashing that continues with this election. National Act, New Zealand First. National last week announced its trap light system for beneficiaries to try and transition them into mahi, and measures will be implemented if they do not meet the compliances. And according to the spokesperson for social development, Louise Upson, they're not punitive and they won't be financial measures meted out against our beneficiaries. Either way, it's still Nanny State telling our people what to do. Here to talk to us about this, Brooke Stanley. She joins us now from Auckland Action Against Poverty, and who herself is running as an independent candidate in Māngere. Me tūnehi, kia koe, tūhine. Thanks very much, Brooke, for joining us this morning. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, kore. Thank you for having me.
Oh, look, so we've got, you know, all sorts of promises and promises to bash our whānau beneficiaries. What do you make of it all?
I think it's a real reflection of these parties' priorities, and it's clear that they don't have our whānau or our families' best interests at heart. It's really disappointing to see the level of politics that occurs in this space and the issues that are politicised to gain votes in this country. I think a fear-based politics is a tactic that these parties are using, and as I mentioned, it's really disappointing to see that they're unwilling to address poverty in ways that are transformational and ways that we need, actually.
Use as the political football, because there's nothing better than a vote catcher to a certain sector of the community when you stamp out those that, according to Christopher Luxon, are bottom feeders. There's big political gains to be made out of that kind of narrative and rhetoric for political gains expediency, where political football's a time, this time of every 3 years, political football.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, they start every election cycle, as you mentioned, they start to scapegoat specific communities. And unfortunately, this time around, it's people receiving benefits. And what I find really interesting, and not interesting, actually, that's the wrong word. What I find really frustrating, actually, is that people like Christopher Luxon, like David Seymour, like Winston Peters, who are the leaders of these political parties that are scapegoating our communities, are not connected to these communities. So they can go out and say, you know, talk big without actually having any connection, without having any empathy or any real knowledge as to why people are in the situations they are in today.
And so what is the danger? Well, there's a multiple layer of danger for facing our whānau at this time. One of them, of course, is that we do tend to retreat at this time instead of coming forward, making our positions very clear in terms of voting, going to the polls to say enough is enough, and voting, you know, with our pens. That seems to be something that we don't use to our advantage. What is the sense you're getting from our whānau, from us out there in the communities at this time to voting?
Yeah, I think I want to acknowledge that there are a lot of barriers for people to vote. For many of our family and whānau, they don't see the system as working for them. They don't trust it. But for the first time ever, AAAP has decided to encourage people to vote this election just because there's so much at stake for our communities. We've decided to support action stations Triple the Vote campaign, which is about talking to your family members who might not vote or who are undecided and encouraging them to vote with their hearts, to vote for people and planet this election. And the reason why it's been such an effective tactic overseas is because you're the one speaking to your family members about voting. It's way more meaningful when it comes from people that we know. And so you're right, we would really encourage people, we want to encourage people to vote this year because of what's at stake for our communities if we have a National Act government, especially for people who are experiencing poverty.
And so getting out to vote, then some of our whānau will be asking, you know, who to vote for. And since you're well-placed within that community, I guess that's a no-brainer. In terms of some of the larger parties, is there a sense that there are some that would be more conducive to their world than other parties? What's the sense of the families?
Looking at the welfare policies in particular, the best policies for our whānau in that space are actually come from Te Pāti Māori and the Greens Party. But I want to encourage us also to look at the other policies as well. And we know that Te Pāti Māori and the Greens also have good policies, not only for people, but also for the whenua. Labour has ruled out a tax wealth, which is extremely disappointing, given that we need to pay for the things like extra public services, for livable incomes, and them ruling out a tax wealth means that it's unlikely that we're going to see changes in the welfare space or even in our public services space for that. National and ACT are wanting to make huge changes in the welfare space for young people and especially people on Job Seeker. And they're also wanting to make it harder for our people who are sick to stay on the supported living payment. So they're really, really focused on getting people back into work, but we really push that work isn't the only way out of poverty for people and families, and we really want to encourage us to think about and dream into a new system that actually looks after all of us.
Do you think that we will get, even though there is this campaign to get the vote out, do you think that our whānau will vote in numbers? How many? And when I'm talking about whānau, how many do you think we there are of us out there?
Yeah, well, only I guess we'll only see on election night. And I guess the cool thing about the Triple the Vote campaign is that, as I mentioned earlier, it's us talking to our own whānau about the importance of voting. And I would really encourage us to talk to our whānau about why we're voting as well. I think that's always an important conversation to have. I know that it's often quite hard to convince people who don't vote to vote, given they don't believe in the system at all. And I acknowledge that too, because it hasn't worked or served them for generations now. But whether we vote or not, we still have to live in this colonial capitalist house. And it's really, really important that we have parties in that space that have that are putting forward policy solutions, are encouraging conversations that are grounded in love and care. That's the kind of solutions that we need. We already know that those types of solutions are the ones that are transformative and happening in our own communities at an individual, family, and community level. And so it's really, really important to vote for parties that have solutions that are grounded in those beliefs and ideals.
Thank you so very much for joining us. Wonderful to call it all with you always. Good luck to you on your campaign, and we will talk to you, no doubt.
Thank you so much, Claudette.
Me too, Mihi Kia Kwe.